Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our daily devotional. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about faith. You know, in this society in which we live, a lot of people talk about faith, but ask them what faith is or what their faith is in, and so many people are lost for an answer. The Bible speaks about saving faith in Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God." Saving faith lays hold upon Jesus Christ. The lovely hymn says, "My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed." I wonder today, is your faith grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love? The book of Hebrews gives a lovely definition of faith in chapter 11, verse number 1. It's a great chapter of faith. Verse 1, Hebrews 11, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Verse number 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For them that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And then the author of the book of Hebrews gives a lengthy list of men and women who lived by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Faith for the Christian is a way of life. And those people who lived by faith did so in response to the word of God, because faith is just believing what God says He will do. Faith outside of the Bible is a very abstract thing, a very loose thing. It's got no foundation, but the faith of the Christian is grounded in what God has said. D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, said there are three types of faith in the lives of Christians. First of all, there's what we might call struggling faith. And I think at times like this, many sincere Christians are displaying a sense of struggling faith, like a man floundering in the deep waters. The billows are going over him. He's floundering. He's struggling to keep his head above water. He's looking upward, yes, but in a sense he's struggling. His faith isn't strong. Maybe that's the type of faith you have today, and you need to really get into the Word of God and lay claim to the promises. Struggling faith. And then there's something else D.L. Moody talked about, clinging faith. Like a man clinging to the side of a lifeboat. He's not in the lifeboat. He's still maybe up to his neck almost, or up to his shoulders or chest in water, but he's laying hold upon something solid. It's better than struggling faith. It's clinging faith, trying to hold on. And sometimes that's what our faith is like as well. At times like this, we try our best to wrestle against the current and the strife and the storms, and we try to lay hold upon God and we cling on to God, but we're not all that sure whether or not our faith will hold. But real faith, the type of faith that we can enjoy, is what D.L. Moody called resting faith. Whenever a man is inside the boat, settled, safe, secure, strong, in a place where he can reach out to others because he's in that right place. I wonder today, are you resting in Jesus Christ? Put your faith in Him today. Put your faith in His promises. Feed and fuel your faith by the Word of God. God bless you all, and thank you for listening.